Psalm 55, verse 22 this morning. And from the New Living, it says, "Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall." And the Amplified says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you."
Yes,
he will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip or fail. Wow, the consistently righteous. How many are consistently righteous? It's okay. We've got it in Jesus. Margie knows the answer. She raised her hand. I am consistently righteous because I put on Jesus Christ. Amen. And I don't stand in my righteousness. It doesn't measure up, but his does. His is good enough. Amen. The Message says, "Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin." Matthew Henry says about this verse, "Care is a burden. It makes the heart stoop. We must commit our ways and works to the Lord. Let him do as seemeth to him good, and let us be satisfied." Amen. It's in his hands. He's going to take care of it. To cast our burden upon God is to rest upon his providence and promise. And if we do so, he will carry us in the arms of his power as a nurse carries a child, and will strengthen our spirits by his Spirit. Amen. He can strengthen us. He can strengthen our spirits, and that's what we need when we're really cast down. He will strengthen our spirits by his Spirit so that they shall never sustain the trial. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved, to be so shaken by any troubles as to quit their duty to God or their comfort in him. He will not suffer them to be utterly cast down. He who bore the burden of our sorrows desires us to leave him to bear the burden of our cares, that as he knows what is best for us. He may provide it accordingly. Then Henry asks the question. He says, why don't we trust Christ to govern the world which he has redeemed? Good question. Why don't we trust him? He made it. He made us. He knows everything. Let's trust him to take care of things. Explanatory notes on the New Testament says, all thy crosses and cares and fears, lay them upon the Almighty by faith and prayer. Spurgeon says in the Treasury of David, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He may move like the boughs of a tree in a tempest. You know, the trees, they go like this, but he shall never be moved like a tree torn up by the roots. We might bounce around in the wind, but he's not going to let us be uprooted. He stands firm who stands in God. Many would destroy the saints, but God has not suffered it and never will. Like pillars, the godly stand immovable to the glory of the great architect. He is the architect. He's the builder. And we're what he's building. Amen. To the glory of God in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Let's stand, and this morning we're going to say it from the Amplified. So take a deep breath. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. We have something to praise him about this morning. Now I want you to all Take the burden. Does anybody in this room have a burden about anything?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to have you take it in your hands, and I'm going to have you cast it, just like you're casting a fishing rod. Okay, let's do it together.
Woo! Amen.
It's gone. Now you can bless the Lord. Amen.